Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where Angel and I take time and answer questions you've sent in to us both through the mail, email, and it's just, they come so many ways. So we try to go through and pick out the ones that seem to be the prominent problems at the time. So, Angel, we've got a great list today, so let's jump in on it.
All right, Joe. I failed miserably for Valentine's Day for my wife. I'm just not a gift person. I would much rather give money or a gift card so she can get what she wants. But it seems like she expects me to know what she wants. With her birthday and Mother's Day coming up, do you have any advice?
Tell the truth. Honey, look, we're examples of it. I am horrible at gift buying. I don't do gifts. I never did do gifts. Angel and I's second marriage, so I was married 45 years to my first wife. I didn't do gifts with her. I don't do gifts with Angel. We've made 5 years now. I'll give you a check, give you money, give you cash. Have a great birthday, great Christmas, whatever, but you're going to buy your own gifts. I'm just not good at that. So,
well, and I'm not a gift person, so if that doesn't bother me at all.
Well, the thought behind it, it needs to be some thought. Like,
and actually, my kids say I'm the hardest person to buy a gift for because I just, things aren't my thing.
No, she didn't need anything or want anything.
If you want to give me something, let's go out to a nice dinner and have an event or something, you know.
Yeah.
But this is interesting. My son was dating his soon-to-be wife. At the time, they were just dating. She lived in Orlando, and he was living in Lakeland. And it was Valentine's Day, and I talked to him. He was driving over there to see her for Valentine's Day. She was going to cook him dinner. And I said, what did you get her? And he said, she's not like that, Mom. I said, son, I'm not kidding you. If you have to stop at Publix and just get some flowers, you better come with something. No, she's not like that. I tried. I begged him. I bet I spent 15 minutes. No, she's not like that, Mom. Blah, 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 blah. So he goes empty-handed for Valentine's Day, and she broke up with him the next day.
Yeah. Whoa,
and,
buddy.
And we all had a miserable 2 weeks before they got back together. But I'm going to tell you, he learned his lesson, because to this day, if you ask him at any given moment, I wanted to get your wife something for her birthday, he will pull out his phone, and he's got a list of things that she's mentioned. If she mentions it, it goes on the list. So at Christmas and everything, he's got a whole list of everything that she wants.
That's very smart. Very smart.
He learned his lesson, and suddenly he became very good at and thoughtful at, like, she had a bad week at work not too long ago, and he cooked dinner for her and had balloons and everything, and he had run a bath and everything for her. So when she got home, he really took care of her.
Home run, boys. Home run.
And, he learned. There's a great reward by giving. And just because it's not something that's important to you and you see it from a practical side does not mean that is how they are.
And ladies, gentlemen, your husband cannot read your mind, nor does he take hints. You got to get to the point. Sugar, I'd like this. You can find it at this store. It costs this much. Or you can order it online from Amazon right here. I would like this. You got to get specific. He didn't have a clue. I grew up in a great family. My dad loved my mom, but there's more junk in the attic. What is it? Well, dad bought another piece of junk. It's going to the attic, you know? Well, my heart was right. Yeah, but you lost a lot of money. You got to talk to one another. So you got to communicate, ladies. You don't tell him. He doesn't take hints.
Yeah, and there's that great book, The Five Languages of Love.
Oh, man.
And my language of love is quality time.
Yes.
If you love me, you'll spend time with me.
Yes.
What is your language of love?
I don't have a clue. I really don't.
Okay, well, but when you
I like food.
That is not a love language.
Oh, it should be. It was in my house. If you love somebody, you cooked them a good meal. My whole family was that way.
Okay, well.
Yeah, man, all my aunts, they cook good. That's why they got those husbands. The way that man's heart's through his stomach. That's a bumper sticker somewhere in my state. It's the truth. We'll get letters on this. It's the truth.
It can be the truth, but we love food a little bit more than we should recently. We got to get a grip on it.
Woo!
All right, Joe. My spouse is extremely jealous. When we were dating, I liked feeling that sense of concern from her. But now that we are married for 5+ years, it is becoming annoying. It's almost like she expects the worst of me and thinks every work relationship is an opportunity for cheating. I just don't know what to do.
You married somebody that's got a hole in their soul. It's not you. It would not have married who she married. She could have married 1,000 different men. She'd be the same way. It's in her. But you're going to have to find out some way of fixing it, too. You're going to somehow get to the bottom of it. Go for a long walk, take a long dinner, start to ask some questions. Honey, you know, this thing keeps popping up. We got a problem here because I don't be married to north end of a southbound mule the rest of my life. Many marriages break up over this very issue. You know, I can't make you happy. I mean, so many men that we've got letters from, so many. Why'd you divorce? I couldn't make her happy. Number one statement given in divorce court. Why'd you divorce? I couldn't make her happy. I couldn't make her happy. Why? Because she gripes about everything and all the time. Like, I don't need this. I'd better off being single. I'll get me a dog. I don't need a wife. And so you're killing yourself when you do this, ladies. You can't do this. And so you got any comment on what they can do?
Well, jealousy to me is a very wasted emotion.
Man.
Because if somebody's going to cheat, that's in their heart to do. They're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you do, how many detectives you hire. They're going to cheat. They're going to cheat. I remember my first marriage. I was so jealous. My first 3 years, I was horribly jealous, insanely jealous. I was a horrible husband. And finally, I got born again, spirit filled, and I finally got in church. I realized this is a waste. So I remember I just wrote my wife a letter one day. I said, I don't care what you do, where you go, who you talk to. I don't care. I'm going to love you forever. If you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat. If you do, just go ahead and do it. I'll be fine. We'll get a divorce. I go somewhere else. I'll find somebody else. But I'm not going to worry the rest of my life about who you're talking to, who you visit on the phone with, who you text. By the way, just while we're on it, you shouldn't be talking to anybody or text anybody of the opposite sex ever at all. Nada and none. I've seen more men at work, and I work for 3 great companies, 4 years each, big wire company businesses. Men get to flirting with women at work in the office at, son, you have no common sense. This is going to bite you on the backside eventually. It's going to come out of your mouth. You're going to talk in your sleep. Somewhere it's going to come out. Be sure your sin will find you out. It's going to happen. So don't do it. Guard your heart with all diligence for the issues of life. Don't be gum flying with somebody that's not your spouse. Say, let your yes be yes, your no be no, all else proceed from the evil one. You can talk to somebody normal, but don't get any gum flapping. Come, well, how's things at work? Or how things at home? How things with you? You don't need to know that. If you're at work, talk about work. Smile, be nice, be friendly, but keep it about work, not about personal stuff.
Remember when my son-in-law came and asked me for my daughter's hand in marriage, we had a talk, and I said, now, one of the things I want to say to you is that, you know, she comes from a divorced family, you don't, and there's issues that come with that. And you know, so how are you going to handle it when something happens and it's a trigger for her, the rejection and everything, and it flares up? And what you may think is an overreaction, it may not be to her.
Yeah.
So how are you going to handle that? And he got big tears in his eyes, and he said, I've thought about that a lot. I thought about some of those issues, and my goal is to help heal her through those. Mm. And he really has.
And
he really has.
Home run.
And, I loved his heart and the way he was going towards it. So
he's not perfect, but he's real close to
it. He's a very good young man.
Yes, he is.
And she's very, very happy. So I would say that what Joe said is absolutely right. All you can do is try to reassure her, honey, what could I do to make you feel more comfortable? What is it that's triggering you in this situation? Yeah. And then just say, let's pray together that God's going to take care of this, so that you'll feel confident in our relationship, and you know that we can just move forward from this issue, because we don't want this to be a stumbling block.
It won't go away till it gets confronted. It will not get better.
And the chances are it won't go away overnight. This is going to be a process.
Yes, yes.
So reassure her, love her through it, and talk to her, you know, and just say, I want to make you more comfortable. You're my wife. I love you. So that would be what I would recommend. I recognize that I'm insecure and I want to be better, but I don't know how to get over it. I just want to be confident in who I am, but sometimes I don't like who I am. What do I do? Well, I think everybody feels that at some point or another.
Yep. It covers all the bases.
So, I mean, you know, that's why we have to renew our mind with the Word of God, because, I mean, that's where our security comes from, and that's where our hope is. And so if we look to our flesh, we're always going to be disappointed.
Well, Jesus said, love your neighbor like you love yourself. Well, if I don't love me, my neighbor's in trouble, especially my spouse. You don't want to marry anybody that doesn't like themselves. You got to be comfortable with you, who you are, what you're good at, what you're not good at, because everybody's good at something. Everybody's not good at something else. That's human nature. Nobody's good at everything. So you find your strength. You can make money with your strength. You're not going to make money with your weakness. And you're probably going to marry somebody that's strong where you're weak on top of that, because opposites attract. You know, I remember I used to do gear ratios and gearboxes, and you put two sets of gear teeth together with the same number of teeth, you turn that machine on, they're going to shear one another. Opposites attract. And so you just got to learn how to just be real calm, be slow to speak and quick to hear.
Oh, that's true.
It is true.
Yeah, I mean, and just you know, some things, it's so, you just have to press into God and say, you know what, God, I just want you to help me with my confidence and my.
Well, and again, we did our high school students every year. We had a great Christian school. We were like number one in the nation for 5 years in academics, but we weren't that way to begin with. So what we did every year, the first day of school, actually, the first week of school, we would separate the high school kids and we put them in one big auditorium. And I would teach them one-on-one, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And so we gave three tests that week. One day we gave the unemployment test. We used to be able to get copies. You can't get them anymore, but you get a facsimile of it at Barnes & Noble. Unemployment test. Then we got a test called Discovering Your God-Given Gifts by Don and Katie Fortune, Chosen Books. And then we had another skills test. So we gave three skills tests, and then we put them together. And so on Tuesday, we bring the kids in one at a time. Based on these three different tests from three different places, they keep saying, you're good at this. And so we would line up 12 vocations. According to people with your gifts, you'll probably do good in these 12 jobs. We have hundreds of jobs that were listed that we took from the test. And so somebody with your strengths and your gifts will do real good at a job in this. So don't look for a job somewhere else. You get fired or get laid off. So find where your strength is and work. You shouldn't hate going to work. You should love going to work because you go to work because you're solving problems for somebody. But don't take a job where you're not good at it. They're going to fire you. And it's no different with relationships. You're going to hook up probably with somebody that's strong where you're weak. And that's a gift from God. Opposites attract. And so, any comments?
Well, no, I just think that that's something that you have to trust God to do, because I think the devil tries to make us all feel like we're
inferior. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's going to always point out your weakness. He's going to send a relative, a neighbor, a coworker to point out your weakness. Man, that was dumb. Boy, you're not even good at that. Man, you're horrible at that. Boy, you're terrible at that. Because the devil has cheerleaders too, and he's got cheerleaders from hell trying to make you feel bad about everything you do. Well, you need to know who you are. One time I went through them. In him, in whom, in Christ. There's 139 scriptures in the New Testament. In him, in whom, in Christ. So I went and I wrote them all down. It took a week. I wrote them all down. So I find out, who am I? Well, I am in Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ. I don't have to be perfect. He's perfect. Who's in you? A perfect God, perfect Son. I don't have to be perfect, nothing. God's got me covered. The Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day, but they get back up. We're not the perfect people. We're just the getting back up people. I don't have to prove anything to anybody. I just got to use my strength to serve my fellow man. So what are you good at? Well, I remember when I was an engineer. I'm good at that, an engineer. Are you good at this? No, I'm horrible at that. I did a thing one time with my seniors. I came into a big class we had with them, all seniors. I had a big piece of butcher block paper. I said, here are three things Mr. McGee's good at. I'm real good at this. I'm real good at this. I'm real good at this. But here's the rest of the list. These are things I am not good at. I am not a good airline pilot. If you want to go fly at 30,000 feet, you do not want me in the cockpit. I'm no good at that. You know, and I went through all the things I'm not good at. It does not make me feel bad that there's 100 things I'm not good at, because I know I'm good at this right here. I don't care what I'm not good at. I care what I am good at. And so everybody's good at something. God's gifted everybody to do something. Whether you finished school or you got kicked out of kindergarten, you still have a gift. God never takes the gift away from you. I collected 1,206 biographies one time from my high school students of people who were millionaires and billionaires, none of who'd ever finished even high school. Many never went to school at all. Many got kicked out of school in the fourth grade. Thomas Edison got kicked out of school in the fourth grade. His teacher told him he was too stupid to learn anything. He has over 1,000 patents to his name. And I'll try to let my kids know God's gifted everybody. Trying to find your gift, not your weakness. Humans will point out your weakness. I'm trying to find my gift. That's what I'm going to make. That's my strength. So start chasing God, and he'll let you know what you're good at. It'll be a great life. You're not good at everything. Quit worrying about it.
I used to say to high schoolers all the time, I'd say, do you know what God's will is for your life? And they'd all always say no. And if you ask a grandparent or anybody, they'll most of the time say no. And I'd say, what if I could tell you? And they'd say, okay. And I'd say, okay, well, you have the same mandate we all have, which is go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, knowing that's our mandate, what do you love? Because I can tell you that has something to do with it. Do you love sports?
Yes.
Or do you love to sing? Do you love to read and write? What is it that you love? Because that's the way that your gift is going
Come
to share
on.
The gospel.
Come on.
And so I think as you find that, your confidence will grow.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We sure love our time with you.
We love the questions, so send them in and we'll get to them. I promise you we will. And bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.